views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
What happens when you live a miracle-filled life? You say goodbye to your old small self and say hello to your soul. Each week on Breakthrough Miracle Radio, Saskia and her guests show you how to take the first step, release your fears, and move from stuck to unstoppable. Learn to overcome any obstacle that's stopping you and turn adversities into adventures. Saskia's life is living proof that extraordinary choices lead to an extraordinary life. She triumphed from being held at gunpoint in the jungles of Africa to traveling to over 55 countries, helping people around the world tap into the power of their soul. You know you have a calling. Each week, let Saskia and her guests show you how to birth your biggest dreams. Here is your host, Saskia Roel.
Good morning, everyone. I'm your host, Saskia Roel, and you're listening to Breakthrough Miracle Radio. This show is all about soul. It's about your soul, how you can access your great potential and move from stuck to unstoppable and break through your miracle. And no matter what that is, maybe it's writing your book or sharing your message to the world or finding your soulmate or moving to a different country, wherever you are. And I have a 7 gifts for you, which you can find on my website. You go to www.breakthroughmiracles.com and you just sign up your name and your email address, and I'll send you 7 gifts to unlock that breakthrough miracle for you. Today, we have an amazing guest, Dr. Roslyn Barron, and she's going to talk about the power of the horse, when the horses whisper. And I can't wait to tell more about her. So stay tuned. We're live every Wednesday at 6 Pacific, at 8 Central, and 9 Eastern time on Transformation Talk Radio. Roslyn Barron. She explores the intersecting realms between the technologies, science fiction, myth, and the human and non-human worlds. And as a university professor, she writes and she teaches about engineering, about technology in society, and the ethical implications of technical development. In her personal life, she continues to discover the transformational nature of the human-equine relationships, and she offers and facilitates services between the communication horses and their owners. And above all, she wrote this amazing book, When the Horses Whisper. And Roslyn, I want to bring you on and have you talk, because there's so much interesting things to explore with you. Welcome to the show.
Oh, I'm delighted. Thank you so much for having me with you this morning.
Oh, Roslyn, I ask all my guests, because this is Breakthrough Miracle Radio, what has been your biggest breakthrough or miracle in your life?
Oh, my goodness. I have had a number of wonderful miracles in my life. I think that one might have after the end of a third marriage, an incredible companion came into my life within about 6 months, and we've been enjoying getting to know one another in wonderful new ways. I had that experience after putting a prayer out for that person to come. I was really, really needing a companion, and it was answered almost immediately. There are lots of breakthroughs. I think that one thing I'm really excited about your show is the message that I so much have lived and believed in is they're right here for us all the time. Probably the horses is the most readily immediate in my life that we're here to talk about this morning.
Yeah. Oh, and I mean, I was reading your book, When the Horses Whisper, and I'm such a big animal lover. I mean, these stories brought tears to my eyes. And you know, like you say, the horses have the capacity to help us heal the human heart. And let's stand in their presence with openness and faith. And I mean, how did your journey evolve? Were you always able, because you talk with horses, were you born with that gift?
No. This came 3 years ago. Actually, I was trying to get well again, having gone through the divorce, having dealt with a son who had been very sick with bipolar. I was really, really tired and felt sort of broken inside. So I went away and took myself on retreat to Costa Rica to work on finishing my novel, get well, be in the rainforest, connect with the earth, just feel my strength again. And while I was there, I took a ride on a horse just to get out into the fresh air. And this is when it happened. I was on the horse. I actually fell off the horse into a river as we were crossing. And when I got out of the river and got back on the horse, I heard him speaking to me. He spoke to me all the way back to the barn. And I wasn't quite sure what to make of it until the end of the ride, when he said to me, "I realize you understand what I'm saying. You can hear me. So please give a message to Debbie." And that's the woman who manages and takes care of and the horses. And he said, "Tell her I don't need any more training."
Oh, and when I said that, yes, story, is that Titan?
That is Titan, exactly. Exactly. That's where it began for me. Although I will say that as a child, when I was about maybe 11, I went to a summer camp and was introduced to horses for the very first time. And my remembrance, and it's been a while, is that a particular horse named Aladdin had a very deep effect on me. Now, I do believe that on some level I understood him. But this time, what's come to me in the last 3 years is quite literal capacity, gift to translate almost verbatim words that are very specific that the horses are trying to convey to we humans. So that would, I would guess that would come as a breakthrough. Wouldn't you think that would be a breakthrough?
Oh, no, that's an enormous breakthrough. I mean, it's a miracle, actually. And yesterday I was talking to my children, and I was telling them about the interview today, and, you know, that you talk with horses. And my youngest son said, "But how does she know it's really the horse's message? How does she know?" And I said, "Well, that's something you know, but you're probably better. You can explain that better, because more people might wonder about that."
Well, your son is asking exactly the right question. And it's, of course, a question I had to ask of myself, because we humans are very imaginative and we're very creative. And a lot of times what we're perceiving is just a projection of our own minds. And so it's absolutely the right question. In the case of Titan, what the woman who is his caregiver, and I'm using that word instead of owner because it's more comfortable with his caregiver, her reaction when I said, "Titan has told me to tell you he doesn't need any more training," she was stunned. She was stunned because she had been talking with her stableman all week about sending Titan back to training. And I had no way of knowing that. And so that's what made her realize there was something going on. So she asked me the next day. I was, you know, I'm her guest. I'm a tourist renting a cabin from her. She came up to me at breakfast, and she was very quiet because she didn't want the other tourists to hear. She was still a little bit unsure, and she came up to me and said, "Could you please come with me to the stable? I have another horse that I'm very worried about, and I might have to get rid of her, but she's my favorite horse, and I love her dearly, but something's wrong, and she's not acting right." Mm. So when I went to talk to that horse, she was very specific, and the information she shared changed everything, and ultimately, I guess I have to say that's when I realized that this gift had come. What she showed me, what she told me, had to do with a bad pregnancy that she was worried about. No one knew she was pregnant. She actually ended up losing the baby, but I could not have known. I couldn't have made it up. She didn't look pregnant. It was just a few weeks in. So these are the kinds of experiences that over time built my sense that this was something I needed to honor and respect and learn to trust.
Mm. You know, it's so interesting because you talk about, you know, trusting those messages and listening to the horses. And I talk with a lot of people about, because that's one of my messages too, like you have to learn to listen to your soul, you know, your own inner voice. And it's the same thing where you know, there's the mind that chatters and then you have to become very still. And you describe in your book also about how you have to become neutral, right? To come in a place where you can actually hear.
Absolutely, because as you were just mentioning, so much of what we hear is our own chatter, our own will, our own ego at work, and it can be very deceptive and very crafty in trying to maintain a sense of ourselves that we want to have. So to listen to the soul, as you refer, requires a certain kind of dispensing of judgment and a quieting inside. And I say that it's true with the horses because, you know, I'm having to learn to trust what I'm hearing and not override it with what I think I should be hearing or what I... For example, the other day I went to work with some horses. One horse is very, very, very sick. And she's only 4 years old, and the owner does not understand what's wrong or what happened. And she was in tears, and the owner said, please, please ask her, what happened? And I asked, and the horse said, it's something that I ate, I think. But you see, I didn't think that made sense. And so I completely overrode it and didn't listen. But then about maybe 10 or 15 minutes later, it came back. It came back, and I decided, oh, my goodness, of course, trust, listen. And I still don't know, but I do believe that she may have eaten something that caused neurological damage. So I advised the owner to, the caregiver, to take her out of the field, put her in the barn, and only give her grain for the next month and see if she can heal up. But you see, what I'm trying to say is there's a competition between the quiet state of awareness that reveals this, these communications, and then my knowing the ego self that thinks it knows better. And so I have to watch that. I have to be very careful to keep letting go, suspending judgment, and just going into that state of receptivity so I can hear.
You know, it's so beautiful. We're heading to break time. And for everybody who's listening, we're talking with Rosalind Byrne, the author of When the Horses Whisper. We have a beautiful conversation. Please stay tuned. We are going to be right back after the break and talk more about When the Horses Whisper.
If you want to write a book, find your soulmate, change careers, Saskia helps her clients to reinvent their lives through her breakthrough program, 7 Gifts to Unlock Your Breakthrough Miracle.
The daily support, the guided meditation, the powerful exercises designed of the 7 Gifts to Unlock Your Miracle to expand awareness help me to consciously create the life I want for myself and my family.
You'll learn her proven secrets to unlock your miracle in just 7 days.
Each day, I look forward to discovering what new technique or tool Saskia will offer us in order to find our highest purpose. We don't stop there, though. It feels that daily I'm held accountable for my goals, my dreams, to live a healthy and happy life. Right now, I have renewed energy to write my book, writing my first chapter after only 5 days in this program.
Visit BreakthroughMiracle.com to receive your free 7 gifts to unlock your miracle, or to schedule a free breakthrough session with Saskia, call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861.
Tune in each Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit radio show that illuminates the heart-centered bond of animal and human as souls destined to find each other in a lifetime. Each week, this world-renowned animal communicator, through her live call-in show, will assist you in understanding animals as light beings, here to raise the vibrational level of this planet. They're ready. Are you?
What if the world doesn't function the way we've been told? What if we truly can bend the laws of physical reality? What if we can end limitation? What if weird were the coolest thing you could be? And what if it's time for a totally different reality? Are you ready to create it? Are you ready to dream as big as you dare? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything in my life changed for me. This is your invitation to step into something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Shakespeare, Gandhi, Galileo, and Aristotle all knew to be true. It's not about the answer. It's about being the question, always. It's about truly being you, whatever that looks like, and changing this world. Is now the time? Start by signing up for a free video series at beingyouclass.com. That's beingyouclass.com. What if you are the gift and the change this world requires? Beingyouclass.com.
Transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio, that's my line. Non-stop shows, 24 hours, 7 days. Positive Talk Radio is the new craze. Learn and live your life the best you can. All hosts of TTR will lend a hand. Transform, inspire, educate, create. Tune in now. Our shows are actually really great. Tell your friends, your brother, dad, and mom to tune in at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hey everyone, we're back on Breakthrough Miracle Radio, and I'm your host, Saskia Roel, and we have our guest, Rosalind Barron. And Rosalind, how can people connect with you?
Oh, so whenthehorseswhisper.com is a website for this book, but I also have my regular rosalindbarron.com website, rosalynberne.com. Either way, they can reach me.
That's great. And you also have a gift, right? You were giving away 2 books.
I'd be happy to do that. Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. So that's Rosalind. If you want to reach her, go to rosalindbarron.com. If you want to be activated in your breakthrough miracle, go to www.breakthroughmiracles.com, where you can claim 7 free gifts. You can also, if you do that, you get every Monday morning a soul card reading that is really great to help you in your journey towards your dream. And that's breakthroughmiracles.com. So, Rosalind, we're having such an interesting communication about, you know, how to become a neutral and, you know, hear the horses whisper. Was it like when you could do it, from then on you could do it, you never doubted it?
Well, no, I did doubt it. Here's what happened. So the Titan and then the mare who was pregnant, those happened in Costa Rica. And then my trip was over and I came home and I got back into my busy life and months went by. And I started feeling a real need to go back again. I was feeling very drawn to the horses, like my work wasn't finished, that there was more to learn. So I went back, and I found that the owner of the retreat was very excited and wanted me to talk with her entire herd, which was about 15 horses, and about 13 of them were quite willing to talk, and that's what as much of the book is about. But then I came home again, back to Virginia, and the months went by, and I began to wonder, was that just Costa Rica? Was I in a certain state of mind when I was there? Is it that particular herd and that particular setting? Because those are therapeutic horses. Maybe they were just more inclined to be open with me. So I happened to meet a woman at a dinner party who was leaving and said, I've got to go back and feed my horses. And I said, oh, you have horses. Could I come say hello to them? And I told her what was happening, and she said, sure, come on in. Well, it happened again. I was able to hear, and I was able to share with the owners of those horses, their caregivers, what was going on with each individual horse. And then I started realizing, wait a minute, this is real, and I'm supposed to do something with this. This is not just for my edification. This is not just for me. I'm supposed to do something, but I don't know what this is for. You know, I have a job as a college professor. I write books about technology. I have a very busy life, and here this is. So one morning I sat in meditative prayer and I asked, okay, what is this? What am I I supposed to do? And that day, I was traveling to Texas through Atlanta, and I went down the escalator to change concourses, and I was looking right to see if the little train had come through yet, and I felt almost an invisible hand on my cheek, turning my head to the left. And there was a big poster mounted on the wall. It was all these animals, and it was from the World Wildlife Foundation, and it simply said, "Be the voice for those who cannot speak." And I got it. It was the answer. That's my job. All these horses that I'm speaking with have very, very important messages for us as their caregivers, but also for us as a human species. And so I feel that this has come not as a one-time experience for me, but this has come in part for me to grow and learn, but very much because I'm being asked to carry this message out to others.
Isn't that so sacred? I mean, it makes us so humble in a way.
That's the right word for me. Absolutely.
Yeah. So, Rosalind, has that changed your career?
Oh, this is the big question. I am very fortunate to be in a position of a tenured associate professor, which is a fairly major accomplishment in my world. And I'm enjoying my teaching very much. I've been doing this for a long time. But even this morning when I woke, I thought something in my body is shifting, and there's this sense of like a snake shedding its skin and becoming a new creature. I don't know where I'm going, but I'm open and I'm willing, and I stand ready to follow where I'm led.
You know, that's a beautiful, that is so beautiful you say that, because I think that's where, if we listen to the soul, because I so strongly believe that, you know, our inner GPS is that voice within. We have to listen, and, you know, the mind can perfectly help us in that. But the times are changing, and so many people are called to either radically shift. I mean, I wake up even and think, you know, the way I work, maybe, you know, I'm open, because I think things are shifting so rapidly. I don't know. I just have to follow, like you say, follow the signs and see where that takes you.
Well, my sense of your radio program is it's part of that shift. I mean, it's part of what's going to help a lot of us open and trust ourselves.
Yeah.
And I feel that this work that's emerging in me, similarly, is here to help all of us as we prepare for this shift, because it's not necessarily a comfortable one. It's my experience.
No.
To have to change the way we're being called to change it's difficult in some ways.
I feel so too. I feel it's a difficult one, and yet you have to keep with that. I mean, when the other day I grew up with horses. I mean, we had horses as a family. I was one of five children, and my parents, we lived in the countryside, and we rode horses just purely for fun. And right now, it's been so long ago, and I was just thinking, you know, how beautiful would it be to be connecting with the horses? Because like you say, they have healing qualities, right?
Oh, amazing.
In what way, Rosalind? I mean,
okay,
you talked about healing trauma and stuff like that. How does that work?
I'm learning as I go. Well, I'm learning on two ways. Externally, because now this program where I went to ride, they have horses for trail rides for the tourists, but then on the weekends, they make them available to do therapeutic support for children who have different kinds of afflictions, whether it's some kind of emotional or mental development issue or a physical issue. But one of the women I met down there was a midlife woman who had brain surgery. She had brain cancer, And after the surgery, she had lots of problems with vertigo and inner ear disturbance. And when she would get on her horse, she would feel completely restored.
Wow.
And I didn't understand how this was possible. And one of the horses told me that they're able to sense where there is a lack or an imbalance in a human being, and they're able to help them feel a sense of compensation for that. So, for example, a child who can't read or is having trouble in school will get on a horse and be able to learn and recite the alphabet. And the horse is able
It's, you know, we only know this maybe a little bit, like, you know, we hear the dolphins have, you know, this healing power. But I think it's fairly new to hear these things like what you're saying. And we're heading to a break, Rosalind, but I want to talk. Everybody stay tuned. We're talking about now, so interesting, about, you know, the power of the horses to heal us. Stay tuned. We're going to be right back.
The cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show. Stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. Engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Get insider knowledge about everything that is going on at Transformation Talk Radio. Go to transformationtalkradio.com and enter your email to receive our newsletter. Stay updated on new hosts, inspiring guests, and good news articles from around the world. We look forward to having you join our community. Transformation Talk Radio's amazing hosts span from the Pacific to the Atlantic Coast. With a world full of loyal fans, what's stopping you from joining our clan? Bring your powerful message to listening ears. We've been helping people do this for many years. Want to make a difference? We can help you out. Just give us at Transformation Talk Radio a shout. It's easy to get started with an email so small to host at transformationtalkradio.com, and then we'll give you a call.
The Tick-Borne Disease Alliance, TBDA, has just launched Bite Back for a Cure, a new national grassroots campaign to build support for the fight against tick-borne diseases. This fall, 24-year-old John Donnelly is biking across America to meet others affected by tick-borne diseases and raise awareness about the national tick-borne disease epidemic. TBDA wants you to get involved in the campaign and follow John's journey. To learn more, visit bitebackforacure.org.
You are listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.
Hey everyone, we're back on Breakthrough Miracle Radio. We have our amazing guest, Rosalind Byrne. And Rosalind, I rave about your book, When the Horses Whisper. How can people connect with you?
Oh, well, you can always go to the website whenthehorseswhisper.com or Rosalind Byrne, BERNE.com, and send me a message and we'll chat. There's also a link on both of those sites for Amazon or Barnes & Noble, which is where one can buy the book.
Great. Well, wonderful. And I want to continue with you because we were talking about the power of the horses. And probably with our rational mind, it's just hard to comprehend how do they heal us from trauma, because they can.
Well, they can and they want to. According to a couple of the horses I've spoken with, horses have come into the service of humanity as a soul decision, as a conscious soul choice.
Wow.
To support our growing and to support our well-being. So when you think about it, what have they done over the centuries for us? They've fought wars for us.
Yeah.
They've gone into mines for us. They've labored in the fields for us. They're winning races for us. They're carrying us on their backs across the wilds of the United States. You know, long time ago when we were, the first peoples here, some of whom had horses and others didn't, and then the newcomers who were traversing the country had only horseback to get them there. Under very difficult conditions, horses have made a choice. It's not that we simply domesticated them and broke them and commanded them to do what we want. What they're telling me is they've made the choice on a soul level to be here for us, to support us. And they're continuing to do it, but what's interesting to me is they, as we are shifting and coming into new consciousness, they are doing that too with us. And in the process of their coming into an awakened and new consciousness, they're asking for a different kind of relationship with us than they've had in the past. So they're asking to be with us in this journey of shifting, and they're here to help us with it. But they also want us to approach them with a kind of knowing openness and receptivity to their being in relationship with us, not simply being trained by, broken by, and used by us.
You know, what I read in your book also was one of the horses said to you about, you know, every horse that comes to a stable mourns the loss of another horse. And, you know, horses have feelings. Horses love. Horses are heartbroken.
Do you know, I don't know the exact ratio, but by comparison, our hearts, in terms of the size of the organ and how much blood they pump, and the horse's heart, related to the size of its body and how much blood it pumps, the horse pumps many, many, many times more blood per minute than we do. It's a much bigger organ related to its body. It is a heart-centered creature. Mm-hmm. And the horses tell me that they have deep relationships with one another, with their offspring, with their horse companions. And when we buy and sell and move them around, we don't tend to have regard for that, some of us, many of us. We just trade them like property, like an object, but they have to then adjust to the loss that they feel.
Yeah, you know, and what is the message the horses have for humanity now?
Yeah, well, for one, it's time for us to see them for what they are, which is mutual relationship, interspecies, caring companions in our journey to shift and become more aware. And they want loving mutual relationships of respect and love, not simply to be seen and treated as our property and as here for a means to our end. They are happy to serve and support us. But in particular, the ones that have spoken to me are asking for us to go a little bit deeper in that relationship. The other thing, Saskia, is only those who are well can do this. The ones that we have beaten or neglected or mistreated are as broken as humans can be. And that's why they're so sensitive and so aware when another human being is suffering. Because they've been through a lot of the experiences that we have been through emotionally and physically and otherwise. And I think that they would like for us to stop treating them that way.
Mm. And would you say, like, if you've experienced heartache or trauma or, you know, whatever that experience is, that riding a horse can heal you?
It can help support the healing process.
Okay.
Now, I am aware, learning that there are horse therapy programs all over the country, some for children, some for adults, some for vets who've come back with post-traumatic stress disorder. I also understand that there are some insurance companies, health insurance companies, that will help offset the cost of therapeutic riding programs because they're so very effective. I think if someone's interested, you know, people use it for physical trauma, but also very much for emotional trauma.
Yeah. And what I've also seen is, and that fascinated me, that they have for now even people in business, special horse trainings where they apparently you have to do certain exercises, and that reflects like exactly how you treat other people, or you know how you relate to the horse. Do you know anything about that?
I've seen some websites and some consultants that are working with businesses to help managers and leaders get clearer about their leadership style.
Yeah.
Yes, because the horse will mirror who you are. You might go to a horse and get on it and say, this horse is really troublesome. It keeps doing this or it keeps doing that. Well, you know, 9 times out of 10, the horse is reflecting and mimicking what you're doing inside, and your projections are being mirrored back to you by that horse. And so they can be very helpful when you're ready to really see if you have the right support and the right guidance and the right therapeutic setting. They will teach you in ways that are stunning and sometimes difficult. That happened to me with a horse named, Conan. Conan showed me a lot about my own need to control life and to feel that I'm in control. And boy, did I have to face a lot as he helped me through that.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And I know there was this experience where you were on the horse's back and they said, well, that horse picks the person who allows him to eat grass.
Sucker, that was me.
Yeah.
That was a fight. When I finally realized that it was me and that other people didn't get away with that, I was like, well, no, wait a minute. What's this about? And for me, I didn't want to control the horse. I wanted him to be free. If he wanted to eat grass, it was fine. And I asked the woman, why can't he just eat grass? And she said, because you have to establish who's in charge here. But the trick for me is when that's appropriate and when it's not necessary. It's sort of a dance. And we do this with other human beings, don't we? We're sort of grappling to control the situation or to control the person. And it's not always appropriate. And it's not always going to mean for the most healthy relationship with other people. So that's a lot of what I had to learn through the horses.
Are you still riding every day?
I'm riding as much as I can. I am actually going back to Costa Rica next week because a horse named Beauty told me in a dream that she wants to write another book with me, that there's a lot she'd like to share. So I'm going back to see if I can open up and listen and write with her.
Isn't that amazing, odd
to say that? But I'm trusting this process, Asya.
Oh, wow. So you had a dream, and this horse, you know this horse?
Yes, I've met Beauty, and she's actually in the first book, When the Horses Whisper. She's a very central figure. She's a very wise horse. She has a lot of insight. And I did have a dream, maybe back in the spring, that she was asking me to come back because there's more for her to share and more for me to write. And she's the one that told me the horses had actually chosen me because they knew that I could be a spokesperson. The morning after I had the dream about Beauty, the woman who runs this retreat down in Costa Rica called me and said, something weird's going on with Beauty. I can't explain it, but she keeps trying to get my attention. I think it has something to do with you. And I said, well, Debbie, funny thing, I just had a dream about Beauty. Tell her I got the dream. I'm coming. I'll be there as soon as I can.
Oh, isn't that beautiful?
I chuckle because I'm just having to trust, Saskia. I do.
I totally trust that. It's like what I said to you in the break time. You know, I'm curious to see where my soul is leading us. I mean, we're here now in Massachusetts and we still have the two boys home, but you know, after summer, Sam leaves, and then we have 3 more years, and after that, I don't know. I don't know. I have to be open and listen and see where I'm led, and I'm just curious. We never know in this soul's journey, and I can almost see, like, you know, after you write, it will give a complete turn in your life when you write that new book.
I suspect that's probably true, and I'm just allowing it to unfold. I will go down, I will listen, I'll ask her, is this accurate? And I'll sit and I'll wait and we'll see what flows.
Rosalind, how do you do that?
How do I do which?
Well, the writing. You sit down behind your computer, you write it in one go.
Well, I've written four books, two of which are academic books, one novel named Waiting in the Silence, a science fiction book, and then this When the Horses Whisper. The Horse Whisper book flowed in a way that's different from my other writing experiences, in that, say, for the novel, I'm just sort of, it's fiction, so I'm creating characters and I'm making up scenes and I'm creating a world, and it's a very imaginative, creative process. With the horse book, When the Horses Whisper, I had to sit and receive and open and ask to be led and guided. And then it came from another kind of place. I would say this is less cerebral, less intellectual. The horses tell me a lot of what happens is coming from my solar plexus. That's interesting to me. I didn't know what that would mean. Beauty actually spoke to me directly. She said, go back to your cabin. There's things I need to explain to you. Go sit in meditation and wait for me to speak to you. And she did. And she said, write what you hear. And I wrote with pen and pencil because it felt like the right way to do it with her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's when I wrote my book, A Suitcase Full of Faith, and it has 47 stories about my life through all the 55 countries. I've lived all over the world, basically very much like Indiana Jones' life, where I just followed the whispers of my soul. And when I finally, the time was there to write the book, I got up every morning at 4 because I had 5 children, 8 animals, and a husband who traveled so much. And I woke up every morning at 4, and between 4 and 6, I just sat there with my pen, and I just wrote. I couldn't stop, like, for every morning 2 hours. And then after 22 days, the book was finished, and it was all there.
Yes.
But it was in one flow. But then the process to get that in my computer, that was a lot of work, because that was the biggest part to actually get that in readable format.
I understand exactly.
But so you just listen and write in the same way. Yeah.
With this particular kind of writing, yes, not with the academic writing, but certainly with this kind of writing, sometimes when I've done science fiction short stories, I've asked for support from beyond my own head and gotten it. I think that we have a lot of support in the universe for our work. And the more I trust that and have faith that I'm well, I feel well mentally. I don't think that this is...
Rosalind, I just hate to interrupt you, but I see we are at break time and we have to come back after the break. So
Sure. Everybody
stay tuned and we'll be right back.
Are you interested in learning about how to add more eco-conscious living into your life? Amy Tuwillis, broker and owner of Rhino Roz Realty, is dedicated to helping people buy and sell healthy homes. She strives to educate people on incorporating more green features into your environment. Rhino Roz Realty wants to be a resource before, during, and after a transaction. Whether someone is buying or selling a single-family home, multifamily, condo, or investment property, Rhino Roz can provide the service and knowledge that is needed to make informed decisions. For a free market analysis or more information about greening your home, contact Amy at rhinoroz.com, rhinoroz.com, or call 206-508-1250. Rhino Roz Realty, charging on your behalf in the Northwest.
Come alive and shine with the Alive and Shine radio show with Adil and Savitri. Widen your perspective, learn to heal yourself, and clarify your power of choice so that you feel truly alive and shine. The Alive and Shine radio show is your how-to guide for creating a life in which your dreams come true. Listen live each Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW or at aliveandshineshow.com.
If you want to write a book, find your soulmate, change careers, Saskia helps her clients to reinvent their lives through her breakthrough program, 7 Gifts to Unlock Your Breakthrough Miracle.
The daily support, the guided meditation, the powerful exercises designed of the 7 Gifts to Unlock Your Miracle to expand awareness helped me to consciously create the life I want for myself and my family.
You'll learn her proven secrets to unlock your miracle in just 7 days.
Each day, I look forward to discovering what new technique or tool Saskia will offer us in order to find our highest purpose. We don't stop there, though. It feels that daily I'm held accountable for my goals, my dreams, to live a healthy and happy life. Right now, I have renewed energy to write my book, writing my first chapter after only 5 days in this program.
Visit BreakthroughMiracle.com to receive your free 7 gifts to unlock your miracle, or to schedule a free breakthrough session with Saskia, call 978-302-0861. That's 978.
Chris Stanis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Hey everyone, we're back on Breakthrough Miracle Radio. We have Rosalind Byrne, and we're talking about the power of the horses. And Rosalind, what was your most extraordinary experience with a horse?
Probably when I was with Conan. I was on an 8-day trek, a therapeutic riding trek. They brought me in as a horse communicator, but as it turns out, I had work to do for myself. We were up on a very, very steep mountainside, crisscrossing on cattle paths, and it was a pretty dramatic drop down to one side, and I kept fearing that if the horse tripped, I could tumble to very serious injury. And I was just building more and more fear around the possibility of falling down that mountain or dropping off to the other side, which was a cliff down rock face to river. And finally I said, Conan, I'm scared. I'm just scared. And it was too late to turn back. And Conan said to me, stop looking down. Put your eyes between my ears at the back of my head and keep them there. And trust me, because I know what I'm doing. You're going to just have to trust me and release your fear and focus on my head. And whenever you fear the fear coming back again, just focus on my head. And it worked. And by the time I got down to the bottom of the mountain, I realized that that entire trek down was a process of releasing fear, not just about that trip, but about things that were going on in my life and had been happening throughout my life, and just sort of the fear of life. I had to release all of it. And by the time I got down to the mountain, I felt like a completely new person. I was sobbing with joy, and I was so grateful to Conan because what he had done was helped release and heal me from a lifetime of some rather traumatic fears building up inside of me.
Wow. That is an absolutely extraordinary story. Yeah. So what is the biggest next thing now?
Well, I've got to get down to Costa Rica and talk to Beauty and see what we're going to do about this next book. And the publisher laughs and he says, well, it'll be the first book ever written by a horse.
Well, in this day and age, I mean, I think it's just perfect, right? There's absolutely, you know, talking with angels, talking with, animals. I think it's very perfectly timed, I guess.
Well, you know, some people roll their eyes and think, you know, she's out of her head, but I don't think so. Other people ask, what's that?
Well, I guess, of course, you're out of your head. That's why this comes to the surface.
You know, I hadn't thought of it that way. But, you know, I've been in my head for so long as an intellectual and an academic and a scholar. What happens here is I have to get out of my head and move into my heart more. And as the sources say, into my solar plexus. And so it feels like energetically I'm more connected with all of my being. And that's what's allowing this process. And so isn't that funny? We have that expression out of her head or out of his head, and it's pejorative. But in a way, it's exactly what we want, isn't it, Saskia?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, when we did the big move from Holland to America, and we had five young kids, they didn't speak a word of English. We had fantastic lives there. I mean, we were really on top of a wave, and then we're going to give up everything. We had no job, brought very little money. We bought a house over the phone, and everybody said, "You must be out of your mind." And I said, "Yes, we are." We're, you know, the path of the soul is not the path of the mind. You must be out of your mind to do things like this, right? Then you connect to your heart, to your soul. And yes, the mind can, of course, come in. But these steps have to be done out of your mind.
It's very helpful to me to hear that. I thank you for that.
And you cannot be in your mind if you want to talk with horses, I'm sure. You have to be in your heart. So that makes total sense. Mm. And Roslyn, your partner follows along with you?
Oh, he is, as he says, we sit for meditation. He'll look at me and say, "I feel like my job is to support you." And it's incredible that there's someone in my life now who will be my husband as of next year, who is able to honor and respect all that's happening for me with this, and just ask, what do you need? How can I be helpful?
Mm. And could be the next step, Roslyn, to, you know, we go to angels and ask for messages, or dolphins, if there's like a really big issue in your life, to go to a horse and say, "Can you speak to this? Can you help me?"
Hmm. Well, I would say if the horse is aware, enlightened, and awake, yes, absolutely.
But how do you know that?
Horses are still traumatized and still trying to heal themselves. Some of them are angry. Some of them are very, very sad. Some of them are afraid. So you have to be led to the right horse. But plenty of them are available to us, and it's what they want to do.
They're masters. Out there who have a lot of knowledge, like, you know, we go to tree hugging and we ask a tree, like, you know, what's the message? But I, you know, the same thing can be with horses, I guess.
Absolutely. But as I say, just like with people, there's a lot of variety in the awareness of our various species on this planet. So some trees will, you know, hold a certain memory, hold a certain realization from connecting with other trees. They can broaden their awareness. And so some horses, as I say, you have to be sure that you are resonating with the horse, that there's a loving connection there, and then you can trust. But we have to have discernment when we reach out, whether it's with people or other species. We have to have discernment.
I believe that's totally true. And I like the word discernment, because that keeps us out of judgment.
Yes.
Discernment is something else.
Yes.
So what is your, basically we have two more minutes, but what would be your last message you would want to say? Or
that I think that although I see this as a gift that's come to me because I'm being asked to carry this message, I believe anyone who has an animal in their lives, a cat or a dog or a horse or a bird, if you go inside and listen and trust and really open, I think we'll all actually be able to hear our animals speak.
That is beautiful. And I have three dogs and three cats. You know, I always tune in, like, okay, guys, I see them very much as beings and not just like, oh, it doesn't matter. You know, I don't sleep before all my cats are inside. I go look in the neighborhood and keep calling them, and they're like my children. But not everybody is like that. It's for me, animals are so incredibly special, and I'm so grateful that, you know, you take the courage to do this and, you know, stick your neck out and be out of your mind, Rosalind, and write the book. So I have so enjoyed this conversation. Everybody, I'm sure everybody has loved this too. Rosalind Byrne, you can go to her website, rosalindbyrne.com. Her book, When the Horses Whisper, is absolutely delightful. And Rosalind, thank you.
Thank you, Saskia. It's been such a pleasure for me to start my day with you.
Thank you, and everybody stay tuned. Next week we'll be back with another guest. Actually, next week we have an encore because I'm away, but I make sure I look for a really amazing show for you guys. And have a wonderful week.
You've been listening to Breakthrough Miracles, where you move from stuck to unstoppable. Tune in each Wednesday at 9 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and discover what happens when you live a miracle-filled life. Begin a journey to a life with abundance, adventure, and happiness beyond imagining with your host, Saskia Roel. Let Saskia and her guests show you how to take the first step, release your fears, listen to your soul, and give birth to your biggest dreams. Visit BreakthroughMiracles.com to receive your free 7 gifts to unlock your breakthrough miracle, or to schedule your soul coaching session with Saskia. Visit BreakthroughMiracles.com or call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861.
Grateful patients have been saying it for 25 years. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. Dr. Thane of Wellness One of Bellevue has been named one of the nation's top chiropractors by the Consumers Research Council of America, and for good reason. He has helped his patients recover their energy and vitality after car accidents, sports injuries, herniated discs, fatigue due to stress, the list goes on. The website is bellevue.wellnessone.net. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. That's bellevue.wellnessone.net.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
If you want to write a book, find your soulmate, change careers, Saskia helps her clients to reinvent their lives through her breakthrough program, 7 Gifts to Unlock Your Breakthrough Miracle.
The daily support, the guided meditation, the powerful exercises designed of the 7 Gifts to Unlock Your Miracle to expand awareness and help me to consciously create the life I want for myself and my family.
You'll learn her proven secrets to unlock your miracle in just 7 days.
You know, each day I look forward to discovering what new technique or tool Saskia offers us in order to find our highest purpose. It offers that daily. I am held accountable for my goals to live a healthy and happy life. Right now, I have renewed energy to write my book, and I even wrote my first chapter after only 5 days of this program.
Visit BreakthroughMiracle.com to receive your free 7 gifts to unlock your miracle, or to schedule a free breakthrough session with Saskia. Call 978-302-0861.
Transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio, that's my line. Nonstop shows, 24 hours, 7 days. Positive talk radio is the new craze. Learn to live your life the best you can. All hosts of TTR will lend a hand. Transform, inspire, educate, create. Tune in now. Our shows are actually really great. Tell your friends, your brother, dad, and mom to tune in at TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in to Intuit University, compassionate guidance connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard, the second and fourth Thursday each month at 12 p.m. Pacific Time and 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality and a fun and magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as Sherry supports and empowers you to create your best life in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, and spirituality. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com. You are listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.